The internet company Yahoo has revealed that it's been hacked again, this time losing a billion user accounts. The company says it doesn't know how the hackers accessed the data, but it's working on the assumption that names, emails, phone numbers, passwords and security questions and answers have all been stolen. Will Ockenden spoke to technology analyst Dilgarian, and who says it's one of the largest data breaches on record.
Yahoo seems to be revealing a number of years of completely incompetent security management. We've had only a few months ago their revelation of 500 million account details lost, or stolen, we should say, and now a billion. There was a lot of evidence already to suggest that Yahoo management simply ignored the need for security because they saw it as a cost center. And now as they try to sell the company to Verizon, they are reaping what they sowed.
So we knew about the 500 million. Where's this billion come from? Is the 500 a subset of the billion, or is this a whole new breach?
Yahoo has said there's at least some overlap between the two breaches. So the actual number of breached accounts in total is somewhere between half a billion and a billion. Either way, this still puts it right up the top end of the size of data breaches in the history of the internet.
And do we know how they did it?
That's part of the problem. Yahoo has said they do not know how this second-to-be-revealed data breach happened. That's really part of the problem. It's not that defending against the hackers isn't hard. It is hard, but not being able to piece together the details after the event shows a certain level of incompetence, shall we say.
So how does Yahoo know about it? Did they get the tap on the shoulder from a three-letter agency, perhaps, in the US?
We don't really have all of the answers to that yet, but what I can say is that it's fairly normal for data breaches to be discovered by a third party. In fact, two-thirds of all data breaches are discovered either by an external agency pointing them out or by, say, a contractor brought in to look at something else, noticing the signs and footprints of an attack.
So what should people do if they have a Yahoo account?
Well, they should certainly change their password again. More disturbingly is the fact that a lot of the answers to users' secret questions were released. Things like, what is the name of your first pet, or what's your mother's maiden name, or of all of those things. Now, they're things you can't really change, so the recommendation is really to never actually answer those questions properly, but just stick in another random answer as you would with a password.
This breach came from 2013. Why will the hackers want these billion accounts? Like, what would they have been doing with them over the last 3 years?
Well, we have people's secret questions as well, which they will use on other sites. The things like name of first pet or what was the first school you went to, those details will exist on other sites. And even just matching people's usernames to passwords to email addresses and so on, even though there'll be some rotting and decay in the value of that information, many people still continue to use the same passwords over and over again. So, a large proportion of these passwords will still be valid somewhere else.
And that's technology commentator Dilgarian speaking to Will Ockenden about the Yahoo hack.